Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the region's only locally produced public affairs program. Every Saturday at this time, Bedford County Speaks introduces community leaders, interesting topics, and people making a difference in Bedford County. Bedford County Speaks is presented exclusively by News Talk 1310 WBFD. Now, here's your host, Lloyd Broach.
Thank you, Matt DeFazio, and good morning to you. Welcome to Bedford County Speaks, the weekly public affairs program over News Talk 1310 WBFD. Today's program is brought to you by SAMA, the Southern Alleghenies Museum of Art at the Anderson House, Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years, and by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I'll return shortly with today's guest, Second Lieutenant Gary Irvin and First Lieutenant Elsie Malloy of the Civil Air Patrol when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Attention race fans, Thomas Chevrolet is giving away a NASCAR Racecation for two. Test drive a Chevy now through September 1st at Thomas Chevrolet in Bedford, and you'll be entered to win a Racecation of a lifetime that includes riding shotgun with race car legend Dale Jr., 5 nights hotel accommodations, tickets to watch the big NASCAR races at Charlotte Motor Speedway, and the NASCAR Hall of Fame. Visit thomaschevrolet.com to find your ride. Thomas Chevrolet, located along Business Route 220 in Bedford. All details at the dealership.
At Homewood at Springhouse Estates, Tim Turner is the new executive chef, and you're in for a real treat.
This is still good food, and I think that that's what helps bring a little bit more of the fine dining, but it still gives you that home country cooking where you can make a nice steak and potato dish, still make it taste great.
You don't have to live here to eat here. Call Homewood now for reservations at 623-0349 to learn what's cooking tonight. Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day.
This is B. Wise of Somerset Trust, Vice President and Commercial Loan Officer. Let's head back to Bedford County Speaks, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD.
I'm trying to think, in all the programs that we have done, have I done any with a military operation? I don't think we have, because I know I've talked to several veterans associations, and we've talked to a Coast Guard captain, and we've talked to a brigadier general, but we've never talked to anybody at a military organization. So this may be the first one. This is the Civil Air Patrol. And for some of you who may not know what this is a very interesting outfit. It kind of sits on both sides of the river. It has a civilian component, and it also has a military component. It's part of the United States Air Force. And we have two people here that are going to give you all of the right answers to my questions, because I think I just told you everything I know about the CAP. Yeah. Our guests today are Gary Irvin and Elsie Malloy. I've known Elsie for some years. In fact, she was one of the first people I met when I arrived in Bedford County through our association with the Bedford County Amateur Radio Society. In addition to all of her other talents, being from Everett, of course, being the biggest one, Elsie is also a licensed amateur radio operator. And I don't think we've persuaded Gary to go to that thing yet, but we'll work on him for that. Anyway, first of all, welcome to you both, and thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you, Lloyd. Well,
thank you, Lloyd.
Let me direct my question first at Elsie. Okay, so I told everybody what the CAP is. Now you can tell us what you really do here.
We are a leadership program for kids from age 12 to 18, and they can stay as long as they're up until 21. And we also have adults because we need mentors. It is a cadet-led program, so the cadets actually teach the classes, a lot of them, and they teach the younger people who come in. We get them in an airplane as soon as possible for their first ride. And it's amazing if you have a 12-year-old when they come off that airplane the first time with the biggest smile. The pilot takes two cadets up. One is in the front as the co-pilot, the other is in the back seat. And that one up front, once the pilot gets the plane in the air, that cadet will drive the plane for close to an hour. Then the pilot will land the plane at another airport or maybe the same one. Two cadets will switch seats. The other cadet will drive the plane for an hour. So it's just awesome to see them come off that plane. They get 5 flights during their age from 12 to 18. We do a lot of aerospace, leadership. If they want to be a pilot or want to go into the military, this is excellent. They can get a pilot's license through CAP before they can get their driver's license. If they go into the military and they get to the Mitchell Award through us, when they graduate boot camp, they're an automatic E3, so it's a definite pay raise.
Boy, this is quite amazing. You know, I served in the Navy, so the only thing I was familiar with was the Sea Cadet program, which is a similar thing. But I'll tell you this, they don't let the sea cadets go out and helm ships. So you let these young people get up and actually fly an aircraft.
We've actually worked with the sea cadets at the World War II Battle of the Bulge just this past January.
Oh, you did? Okay.
So
well, then
we
you
got
know,
to interact with them.
They did.
Some, yeah.
But Gary, this is Gary Irwin speaking. Gary, tell me about the requirements. For example, if I have a young son or a daughter and they're interested in this, how do they get themselves into the Civil Air Patrol program? Is there's an application, I assume? Do they have to have good grades in school? What's the deal with this?
Well, the Civil Air Patrol has a discrimination policy where, or a non-discrimination right. policy, excuse me, and that we take anyone, you know, that is able to come to meetings every Tuesday.
Think of anything. We ask them to come to three meetings before they join so they don't put the money down.
Right.
It's about $35 or $36 a year. And after that third meeting, they fill out an application. It's easy to do online, pay with a credit card, and by within a matter of minutes, they are members. And then they're official.
So is there the age requirement? You said it's 12 years old?
The youngest age is
12 years old.
Yes.
So at 12, what is that, eighth grade? I can't remember anymore.
More like fifth or sixth.
Fifth or sixth. Okay, so they're young. So if they go into the CAP program at age 12, when do they have to leave? I mean, how old are they?
They can stay till they're 21.
They can stay till they're 21.
Then they can convert over to a senior member.
Gotcha.
And our program is set up. The Mitchell Award is the midway in the program. If they get to the Spots Award at the end, that's the top award. If they want to go to a military academy, it's a good way for them to get in. It's a real good way to get in.
Well, I was reading some background about this before the interview this morning, and I found that something like 70% of the people who are entered into the Air Force Academy are former CAP cadets.
Yes.
That's an extraordinary statistic. So this could be a feeder, if you will, to the others as well, right?
Exactly.
The Annapolis, West Point, Merchant Marine Academy, Coast Guard Academy, whoever. And so as I came in today, and I've been to your drills before, you run a quasi-military operation here. You make them dress up in uniforms. You have them muster properly, right?
Yes.
Stand in line?
Yes.
Do they learn how to do some things like marching and things like that?
They are taught how to march to the drill. Once the cadets learn how to drill, then as they get older, they teach the new ones coming in. They also have boot camp, which is called encampment, at Fort Indian Town Gap. It's mm-hmm. 1 week during the year, and they must go to that in order to do any other school.
Right.
There are numerous schools that are available to them. There's even, if you make a two cadet captain, you can even do a foreign exchange. It's a short-term foreign exchange program. So there's really a lot, CAP has a lot to offer.
Well, I just love hearing about this because I have a pet peeve. I think that this country should be like Israel and make all of the young people at least have a year or two of military service, if for no other reason, to learn how to deal with other people, take some orders, follow some directions, and make their bed. You know, it just, these essential things is what every one of us who've ever been through boot camp learned. When you're functional here officially, Gary, what do you do with the outfit when you're here?
Well, I'm the chief financial officer, and I'm also deputy commander. So if LC can't make it, I resume
see.
Command.
So there's some finances to take care of here. In addition to the dues and so forth, I guess you have to look at all the expenses they have. I understand, Elsie, you're going to be coming, you're about to have a great field trip down to Andrews Air Force Base.
Yes, we're going the
so
end of July.
I guess people like Gary have to figure out, you know, what the squadron can handle, getting a van or whatever you have to do, that sort of thing.
We have a van. There's a lot of paperwork involved, which Gary and senior member, who is now Second Lieutenant Raymond Faulkner,
right.
took care of. And it took us, almost a month to get the paperwork through.
About,
it had to go
days,
be approved by the group commander, then the Pennsylvania Wing Commander, and then because it's out of state, to the regional commander. So we just got that approval this week.
Well, I want to make a pitch right now. Your van is older than my old stove in my kitchen. And if you have a van, a nice one, that will really work. These guys could really use a nice stretch van. So I fully expect a week after this program, a van should be rolling up here.
A new one,
because you really need this. They're going to take this trip to Andrews, and the air conditioning doesn't even work in this thing. So they got to go, you know, beg and borrow a van from somebody. This is embarrassing. We have to make sure these guys are first class. Our guests are Second Lieutenant Gary Irvin and First Lieutenant Elsie Malloy of the Civil Air Patrol. And this Civil Air Patrol, I guess, is the one, you called it the Bedford County Squadron?
Bedford County Composite Squadron.
Composite Squadron. So it means that you're in Bedford County. So
yes.
If you join the CAP in Bedford County, you join this one.
Yes.
There's no others. There's no other Hyman one or
no.
Saxon one or anything like that.
We have had cadets who traveled from Cumberland to join our unit, even though there's a unit in Cumberland.
Because you're the hot unit. You're the one
you
that
got
want
it.
Me in.
You got it.
I'm actually from Blair County. So.
Okay, so you're from Blair. You make the big trip down 99 just to come part of this thing. Well, your information that you gave me, Elsie, and thank you very much, said that the CAP offers cadets age 12 to 21 an opportunity to gain experience in a multitude of fields, including search and rescue. Now, when I first heard about the CAP many years ago, I remember that they are often deployed in civilian search and rescue. And I know this because I was a volunteer in emergency management for 35 years, and I knew one of the people that was involved in our emergency management group, or what they call them a VOAD, it stands for Volunteer Organization That Aid in Disaster, was the CAP. And so are you ever called out on a mission like that to go and look for somebody got lost in the woods or stuck in a tree or something like that?
Yes, occasionally we do get called out for search and rescue. Also, when there's a down plane, if it's on the inside of an airport, the airport's responsible. If it lands outside the airport fence, then a CAP is often called in to, quote, babysit the plane, just to secure the plane. We have no actual authority other than to tell you you cannot go to the plane.
Right.
And we just stay there until either the FAA or the NTSB shows up to take over.
So also, these are all private aircraft, are they not? The ones you fly?
Well, no, the ones we have are
Air Force
airplanes.
They're provided by the Air Force. Okay, gotcha. So that's what the Air Force comes up with. Okay. And I also know that you have a weekly radio net that you get on. You talk to other CAP squadrons around the state, because I've actually listened to that from time to time. So this is a pretty involved thing. And so what kind of a career could people work out of this? You learn about aircraft, obviously you learn about mechanics. Do you have any medical training, things like that?
There is medical training. We've done CPR and AED, first aid, and they can advance through that through the different schools. We have
Hawk Mountain
Chief,
Ranger School.
Yeah.
What was it called?
It's the Hawk Mountain Ranger School every summer.
What does that do?
Cadets go down there and they learn rappelling, and they learn emergency services. They learn first aid,
survival,
and they survive out in the wilderness. They have no cabins or anything nice. They rough it for a week. Well, actually 9 days. I'm sorry.
I don't know. If I had known about this when I was in high school, I would have gone insane. I mean, I had no idea this was around. I think it's been around that long. Any of you have any idea how old the CAP is?
1941.
Oh, man. I could have done this in high school. Well, we're going to take a little break here, and we're going to learn more about this. Because the more you tell me this, how cool can this be? Anyway, our guests are Gary Irvin and Elsie Malloy from the Bedford County Civil Air Patrol. And when we return, we're going to learn even more about it when Bedford County Speaks continues.
Hello, I'm Mark Thomas. We hope you're enjoying this week's Bedford County Speaks. We're pleased to sponsor this community effort every week. Sometimes people ask us how we do business. Well, it's simple. When a family firm like us has been around for over 100 years, you learn a lot. For example, we know you don't care for haggling, so instead, we discount our vehicles up front to remove all the guessing. We also pay our sales consultants on volume rather than on the price of the car or truck. That way, everyone works to get you the vehicle you want instead of the one we may want to sell you. Thomas Chevrolet Subaru offers transparent financing with protection options to fit your budget. In addition, when you buy a car or truck from us, you get free state inspections for life, free car washes for life, and great warranties, which remove all the worry. And we'll even buy your trade for cash. So stop by our showroom today and check out our beautiful supply of Chevrolet cars, tough Chevy trucks, and those fabulous worry-free Subarus. That's the Thomas Promise. To learn more, visit us on Route 220 or thomaschevrolet.com.
Now, let's head back to Lloyd Roach and Bedford County Speaks.
As I mentioned to you when we started the program, the show today is brought to you in part by the Southern Allegheny Museum of Art. I'm going to tell you something. This is an astonishing museum. It's brand new. They just opened on Pitt Street. This is their fifth of the five museums they operate in four other places. But we think that the one in Bedford is the most exciting. It's located right on Pitt Street in the beautifully renovated Anderson House. SAMBA offers a world-class collection of fine art for the whole family. Right now, the exhibit includes an outstanding group of work of art by the European Old Masters, Albrecht Dürer, and, would you believe, Rembrandt. It's hanging right there in the museum, as well as local artists including Kevin Kutz and Mouse Grass. The museum opens daily every day except Tuesdays. So for more information, contact sama-art.org. That's sama-art.org for the SAMA, or Southern Allegheny Museum of Art. I was telling the mayor of Bedford, this is going to be one of the hottest things that's happened to downtown in a long time. We are talking today about Civil Air Patrol. And I just learned how cool it was, and I just wish I was 14 again so I could get into this thing. Let me get this straight. You take 12 and 13-year-olds, and you put them in an airplane owned by the Air Force, flown by a professional Air Force pilot, I assume.
A Civil Air Patrol pilot.
Civil Air Patrol pilot. And you take them up. They get a ride. And they see what it's like to fly. They can actually see this aircraft being operated. Is that right?
They do, and they also do they handle the controls while they're up there.
So what other kid in high school could do such a thing? I mean, that this is, I guess this is what's smacking me in the head, Gary, is it? What a phenomenal opportunity for a young girl or young boy to do something that otherwise it would never have been able
to. It's a great opportunity right here in Bedford County, and anybody, you know, between just can join, and we'd be glad to have you.
Plus, they can go to this camp, and they can learn about emergency management.
Hawk Mountain Ranger School, yes.
And they can learn about... You said, Elsie, how to be a medic?
They can be a medic. We also have a STEM Academy, which is in its third year. This was started in the state of Pennsylvania. The first year they had openings They had openings for 25 cadets, 17 signed up. Now each year they're filled.
So how come every kid in Everett High and Bedford High School isn't in this program? I mean, well, what I'm getting at is, you know, so many people spend money, and this I can not tell you from firsthand knowledge, but taking their high school age children and taking them to a very expensive camp, usually somewhere up in New England, right? Where they get to, would you believe, stay outside without a tent, and they get to march around, and they get to, and they spend thousands of dollars. And you're telling me for $35 or whatever
for
membership,
for
$36,
yes.
Plus whatever it costs to do these other things, and it isn't thousands of dollars, you've got a wonderful opportunity for young people. Are there any favorite experiences, Gary, that you can recall that you had with some of these young people?
When we go down to Battle of the Bulge every year, it's just it's great watching these kids go out, and you know, we go around and make sure that you know, the people were parked correctly, and we actually get some squadron funds for that. So then we use that money. We can do like the trips to Andrews Air Force Base and stuff like that. But you know, it's just fun watching these kids grow up and learn moral leadership and leadership skills.
Well, Elsie, I was watching you muster these folks outside, and I was thinking, what a good-looking bunch of kids. You know, I guess they look better to me because they were in their uniforms, and you know,
they're a great.
They
bunch
weren't looking
of kids.
Like normal teenagers. They were really squared away.
They're a great bunch of kids. They were in their BDUs tonight.
Yeah.
They all also have their dress blue uniform, and we are in the process of wanting to purchase ABUs because we are now allowed to go to the ABU the same as the Air Force.
Okay, now we're going to stop you a second because you're into your military acronym mode. So all I want to know is what's the difference between an A and a BDU? Or is it ABU, ADU, B? What is it?
The BDU is the green camouflage. The ABU is the brown and tan camo.
Digital
camo.
Okay.
That the Air Force wears. And the only difference between our ABUs and the Air Force is we wear black boots and the Air Force wears the desert sand.
I think we've all gone crazy with this whole camouflage thing. I was looking at some pictures of a crew on board a Navy ship, and they're out in the middle of the ocean, and they're wearing camouflage uniforms. I thought, what are they camouflaging? For the fish? Don't get me going on this. Anyway, I think the camouflage guy is making $1 zillion right now.
Amen.
Our guests are Gary Irvin and Elsie Malloy of the Civil Air Patrol. We're having a little fun with them tonight, so don't get too mad at me. Elsie, seriously though, the CAP has the missions you told me about. Is there anything connected to comportment, behavior, things like that that you work through with these young people?
We're very fortunate. We have the best of the best here. They are all well-behaved, very respectful. It's like teenagers when we were teenagers. Mm-hmm. They have the respect.
And that is obviously comes with their family, I'm sure, but you reinforce that here, right?
We do. That's part of the program.
So part of the program is to get the discipline going,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And, you know, they tell them to stand up and be quiet, they stand up and be quiet, right? Things like
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Right.
So is that part of your role, Gary, to do that when you're acting as vice commander here?
Well, actually, we've had the fortune to have good leaders within, you know, the upper teenager years, mm-hmm. you know, so I rarely have to step in and correct any of the kids or anything.
So I guess I didn't pick up on that. So these older, more experienced cadets take the role of like a non-commissioned officer, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. So they become like squad leaders or whatever it's called in the Air Force. Is that how
it
works?
I'm not sure with the Air Force
okay,
what it's
but,
called.
Well, in the CAP, I mean, do they have a position of rank of their own, these leaders, or do you call them leaders?
Yes,
or?
They go through the ranks starting out with cadet airmen, mm-hmm. then cadet airmen first class, and they rank up to, they can go up as far as to cadet colonel,
yes.
I believe is the highest rank.
Okay, but if you have a cadet master sergeant, as an example, because I did see some wings on one of the kids down there, that child is put in charge of somebody.
Yes.
In charge of group people.
Yes.
So the leadership begins right there. You know, they understand that now they're in charge of other people beside themselves.
Yes.
So, and we can't make light of this because that's something we could hope to inculcate in every young people we know. Instead of saying, it's not my fault, man, time out, it is your fault.
Here's why. When I say a cadet-led program, mm-hmm. when they come together in the evening at the beginning of the meeting, they do their Pledge of Allegiance. They have a leader who puts them into a formation. They do the Pledge of Allegiance. They do their cadet oath. They do their
honor code.
That's all done. And then he can take them, or she, depending on who it is, can take them out and do the drill. They do all of it. They teach some of the classes. Hmm. So they are actually becoming the future leaders of this country.
And hopefully the CAP, as they reach adulthood,
exactly.
can they come back and have roles like you and Gary?
Our hope is that they do not drop out. We have mm-hmm. two cadets right now who are in college, so they're not here during the school time, but they come back during the summer or vacations. So they can continue on when they turn 21. We hope that they'll transfer over to a senior member.
Now here's what I want to know. You go through all this, how do you get to be a pilot?
Get your license, and then there's a whole lot of work after that.
You get a private pilot's license.
Yes.
But you fly an Air Force plane.
You have to get to fly that. There's a lot more involved. I can't explain all of it because I'm not a pilot. There is much more involved in becoming a CAP pilot than it is to become a private pilot.
Okay, but if you get to the point where you are a CAP pilot, then you can take these aircraft up with these kids on board and so forth.
Yes.
Are often these CAP pilots Air Force officers themselves, or... Would that be just coincidence?
Many of them are just private pilots who joined on their own mm-hmm. and have gone through the different steps to become certified as a CAP pilot.
Right.
We also have not just the little Cessnas or whatever they are. They also have gliders. I believe there are some helicopters somewhere in the system. There's almost any kind of, you know, they've...
Well, I was thinking about you this morning because I knew we were going to do this radio show. I'm over at Shawnee Park, I don't know when it was, earlier this morning, and over the trees, and I thought that thing was like 100 feet off the ground. It probably wasn't. Maybe it was a couple thousand feet. But it's one of these Warthog airplanes, and I recognized that from my own service. And this thing came over, I thought, at treetop level. I didn't think about airplanes. And But I could feel the airmen. I mean, it was that close. And I thought, well, maybe that's what they do at the CP. They fly these things. But it was a jet. This thing was really moving. And he was banking very hard over the tops of the mountains. So he was clearly performing some sort of practice
maneuver.
They
come out of Pittsburgh.
And they come out of Pittsburgh. Well, that thing was practically in the water at Shawnee, at least from my own. So I thought.
They also do. They have hot air balloons, too.
They have hot air balloons.
So you can learn to do the.
Your cadets certified. Can
get right on the hot. They can get certified even to.
I don't know what you're called. A balloonist?
Pilot the hot air balloon.
Pilot balloonist, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Gliders.
Well, if you like airplanes and you would like to do some of this, all you have to do is get a hold of these folks. I've got a phone number here. Can we give this phone number or is that okay? Because you answered it. I want to make sure it was all right. All right. So this is Elsie's direct line at the CAP. It's 285-7530. That's 285-7530. And if you didn't get that, you can just call me at the radio station, and I'll get all the information to you. It's the Bedford County Squadron of the Civil Air Patrol. We just have a couple of minutes left, and could either of you leave me with the primary reason why you should join this thing as a young person?
It's an awesome group.
For sure.
And regardless of what your future intentions are, we do not push military on you. That is not in the program. But regardless of what you do in the future, whatever you learn here, you'll be able to use. It doesn't matter if you're a teacher, a fireman, policeman, a machinist, work at McDonald's, whatever. The things that you learn here are lessons for life.
Same thing from you.
If you're a teenager, it's extra awesome. But if you're an adult, you know, you can come out and join as well and experience something you probably never experienced before with the military and go to wing conferences and any type of trips that we have. It's just extra bonus experiences.
Well, I'm going to tell you a true story. I was an employer for most of my career. I owned my own businesses. We had radio stations, among other things. And sometimes we'd have an opening in the company, and we get all these resumes. You know, they come in on the computer, they come in the mail, whatever. And if I saw a resume, and I'm not making this up, if I saw a resume that said Sea Cadet, CAP, or Eagle Scout, they went right to the top of the box instantly. And I can tell you that a lot of employers will do that because they know that's one less thing you're going to have to teach this employee. Simple stuff like polite, dress up well, show up on time. What an incredibly awesome idea, right? And this is what they're going to learn at the CAP, isn't
exactly.
It?
If you have time for a real quick story.
Sure.
The Colonel Fleming, our wing commander, shared this. A young man was 16 years old. He went to a hardware store to apply for a part-time summer job. And when he was the cadet commander, had 30 cadets under him. And when he explained CAP to the gentleman, the owner of the store, when he walked out with an assistant manager's position at 16.
Yeah.
Because of CAP.
Because he's already had leadership training and so forth. Well, continued success to both of you. I think it's wonderful what you're doing. And if we missed anything, we forgot anything tonight? Okay, we're okay?
We're good.
Well, thank you very much. I want to thank
you, Lloyd.
Our guests tonight. They're super, Gary Irvin and, of course, Elsie Malloy, who are both officers here at the Civil Air Patrol of Bedford County. And if you'd like to learn more, I gave you that number. It's 285-7530. And Gary, meant you have a Facebook page, right?
Yes, we have a Facebook page, Bedford County Deposit Squad.
Okay, well, we'll find that. Thank you very much to both of you. Bedford County Speaks was presented this morning by the Southern Alleghenies Museum of Art at the Anderson House, Thomas Chevrolet Subaru, saving you time, money, and worry for over 100 years. And by Homewood at Springhouse Estates, where every day is Independence Day. I look forward to joining you next time, right here on News Talk 1310 WBFD. Until then, enjoy your weekend. This is Lloyd Roach.
Thanks for listening to Bedford County Speaks. This program is heard every Saturday at this time over News Talk 1310 WBFD. If you would like to hear this program again, visit BedfordCountySpeaks.com and click Listen Here. Bedford County Speaks is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of News Talk 1310. If you or your organization would like to appear on the show, visit our website, BedfordCountySpeaks.com, for contact information. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.